Leviticus chapter 9. The Lord gives his people perpetual joy when they walk in obedience to him. Then Moses said, "This is what the Lord has commanded you to do, so that the glory of the Lord may appear to you." Finally, Aaron and his children debut as priests. They had spent 7 days inside the tabernacle, and then on the 8th day, they made their public appearance. They offered different kinds of offerings with 3 results. Aaron lifted his hands over the people and blessed them. God manifested his glory to all the people, and the fire of God consumed the holocaust. And the effect could be seen in all of the people. And when all the people saw it, they shouted for joy and fell face down. There is an implicit promise in verse 6. God will manifest himself in his splendor. That promise had one condition. They were to obey the word of God. They obeyed God's voice, and as a result, the glory of Jehovah appeared to them. It is as if God, through Moses, gave us a flow chart. God speaks. Step 1. We obey. Step 2. God manifests himself by showing us his glory. Step 3. And we experience boundless joy. Step 4. Would you like to experience the last step? The joy of the Lord. Begin by listening to the voice of God. He speaks to us by his word. And follow the other steps. It will be a wonderful day.